Well, we have about 20 to 25 students that will be traveling to the path of the total eclipse, and they have been working several years now to launch balloons to the edge of space. And while those balloons are heading up there, they will be live streaming video to a website that everybody can tune into as part of a national project. And the national project is has teams all along the entire path of the eclipse from Oregon to South Carolina. And there are college teams, a few high school teams even, that are launching balloons, streaming video all along the entire path for the day of the eclipse. These common payloads that the students are doing as part of this NASA project were developed initially, and the leads of this were in Montana, Montana Space Grant. But the students have also added individual specialty payloads all along the path as well. And so our students here in Kentucky have their own special designs that they'll be flying as well.
Now, will this be UK students and, let's say, Morehead students, or is it all University of Kentucky?
So there are actually three teams that are flying as part of this in the state of Kentucky. And then Kentucky is also hosting teams from out of state that aren't on the path. So we're also hosting visitors as well. The NASA Kentucky Space Grant is hosted here at the University of Kentucky, and I'm the director of that. So we have the University of Kentucky team. We also have a team at BCTC, Bluegrass Community and Technical College. And then there's a team at Hawkinsville Community College that have all been working for about 2 years, a little bit more for some of them, to prepare for this event.
We're talking about 2 years of planning and preparation. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, there are many things that can go wrong. But the students are very prepared through all of this time period. Let me tell you a little bit about what they've been doing. First of all, 3 years ago, just a few students went to a high-altitude balloon workshop at NASA Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama. And they actually learned some things about high-altitude ballooning, how NASA takes measurements of the atmosphere and how balloons can be launched. And there were students there from all three of these schools in Kentucky attending this workshop, as well as the faculty advisors. From the University of Kentucky, one of our freshman students, Virginia Smith, was at this workshop, and she's now one of the team leads. She's a rising senior. Other students joined the team, the UK team, after that. And so they all joined as freshmen or sophomores, and so they're now the team leads for this whole project. Last year, last summer in 2016, these students went out to Montana, and they all learned how to build and operate these systems for the live streaming of the video. And so they built cameras, video cameras. They actually built still cameras as well. They built the ground stations and all the antennas. There's a lot of software that goes along with us. And so we have students from lots of different majors, too. They're from biosystems and ag engineering. They're from mechanical engineering. They're from computer science. They're from computer engineering. And so all of these students bring their own skills and expertise to this project. Some of those actually just come from experiences outside of the classroom, you know, whether they're in Civil Air Patrol or they were in marching bands, so they know how big organizations have to practice together in order to make something successful. So they went to this workshop in Montana. They learned to build all of this equipment, but that was only step one, and that was in May and July of 2016. Since then, they have been exercising this equipment. They've been updating it. They've been working with it. They've been making improvements, changes, and so they have launched 10 balloons to practice. And we've launched balloons from Lexington. We've gone to Western Kentucky to the planned launch site. We've launched balloons from there. We've practiced tracking the balloons. We've practiced streaming from the balloons. We've practiced. We actually did a hot air balloon test where we worked with a hot air balloon. We actually set things up in Patterson Office Tower one time as a high point to be able to test some equipment, talking to a high point and using that. The students have worked through every glitch, every question, every Microsoft update that changes the computer they're working on, you know, and have systems that now are very reliable, and they expect to work next Monday.
What important lessons have already been learned from this, and what do you hope the ultimate lesson learned will be after the eclipse on Monday?
There are many lessons that these students have learned. First of all, nationwide, they're part of a group of 1,000 students and people that are involved in making this live stream event come about. And one of the challenges of this is that all of this technology is brand new. Live stream technology, as everyone knows, has only just kind of come onto the scene in the last, what, 6, 8 months, a year? And that plus the microcomputers that they have on board that are controlling the cameras, plus the Iridium satellites that are helping to track their payloads and their balloons, all of these are state-of-the-art, brand-new technologies. So these students learn about all of that, and they can take that into whatever their next projects are. A lot of them now on the team are sophomores. They joined as freshmen last year, and so they have years ahead of them now having this state-of-the-art knowledge. But I think also important is the fact that they've worked together as a unit, and that is so difficult to do, to be able to have everyone contribute their best self, you know, to the success of this program. There are lots of sports situations where people can do that. There are situations, you know, in performance and musical performance where people do that. But there, the challenges of spaceflight really require engineers and scientists to work together. And large groups of them, if we hope to get to Mars, you know, which they all have as part of their vision of the future, these students, you know, that's one of the lessons that they will learn. And they'll bring that to every endeavor for the rest of their life.
All right. So people who want to follow along with this journey, how do they do that?
There is a national website that's the streaming website where you can actually tune in and look at all of these live streams from across the nation. It's eclipse.stream.live. And on the day of the eclipse, if you tune in there, you scroll down just a little bit, and you can see a thing in the upper right that says streaming live now. And it'll say all of the ones that are streaming at that moment, and you can click on them and watch the live stream of those. And you can go back and look at other ones as well. Even now, as teams are practicing, like earlier today, we were practicing in the lab, and so if you'd tuned in, you would have seen, you know, just a picture of a UK logo while they were working on this. So even now, you can see what's happening as people are preparing for next Monday. We also have a student website that talks about our student team, and website that is for the NASA Kentucky projects, and so you can check out those websites as well. NASAKentucky.org/2017eclipse. NASA Kentucky is all spelled out, NASAKENTUCKY.
All right, and the final question, just working with NASA, what kind of opportunities are open in that realm for Kentucky students and just students all around?
Kentucky students actually have a lot of opportunities working with NASA. The NASA Kentucky programs that are hosted at UK are statewide programs and really touch 14 universities, museums, nonprofits, and actually work with companies in the state as well. So students have opportunities to work with a professor as an undergraduate research assistant or a graduate research assistant. They can also go to a NASA center as an intern. They can work for an aerospace company here in Kentucky as a NASA intern. And we also sponsor team projects. And so students as teams develop unmanned aircraft systems to measure weather systems, or as a team, maybe a mobile robot to explore another planet. And so students across our state are really doing a lot with NASA and have a lot of opportunities in the future. And students are excited about it as well. And even if you don't end up following that as a career, the excitement helps these students to really attack their classes in a way that maybe they wouldn't in other circumstances.
Professor Suzanne Smith, thank you for stopping by and filling us in on this exciting event that's going to be happening on Monday.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thanks to you know, our sponsors at NASA, NASA Education, as well as the leaders nationwide. Montana Space Grant really devised a system that optimized between performance and cost so that so many students could participate nationwide. And then thanks, too, to all the people across Kentucky who have helped us. To be honest with you, we've had so many farmers and landowners let us get our packages out of their trees and have helped us, you know, through all of these practices. And we wouldn't have been able to do it without all of this assistance. And we really appreciate it.
All right. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.